Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions, the current Attorney General of America and winner of the Most Southern Gentleman Award, is bringing back the War on Drugs. And like the original, it's got all the classic forms of racism, fear-mongering, and misinformation. And this time, we're adding a hint of sexism in there, just for kicks. Jeff Sessions just wants you to say no when it comes to drugs. Look, if you're a far righty, you should have some consistency in what you say. If no means yes when it comes to women's rights, then it should mean the same thing when it comes to drugs. Sessions wants to take us back to the 70s when this inane war on drugs started, which is better than the rest of the antiquated administration who want to take us back to the 50s. So he's like 20 years more forward thinking. He just doesn't have an unjustified hate for black people. No, it's based on the lie that he gets to continue making up that they're all drug fiends. Some people might not believe that the war on drugs was racist, but it was. There was documented evidence that the Nixon administration associated marijuana with peace-loving hippies and heroin with the civil rights movement to delegitimize them. That's a hard word to say. And Jeff Sessions can fight all he wants that he's not racist, but he was fine with taking money from the Ku Klux Klan until he found out that they were smoking that hippie lettuce. And some of them were even feminist. The fear is that eventually they might all calm down and choose to look at someone's character rather than the color of their skin. To a person whose personality is equivalent to that of an ashtray at a dive bar, that is a scary thought. Jeff Sessions has been around for like 50 years and has yet to develop likable qualities, so it's much easier to keep people fighting each other over trivial shit and keep us distracted from their schemes and cons. Okay, aside from the race factor, there has to be other reasons that we're bringing back this war on drugs like the remake of any 80s movie. Sessions believes that smoking the reefer will lead to harder drugs like opiates, despite the fact that we have research that cannabis can actually help with opiate addiction. It's a replacement for painkillers and decreases the chances that you get addicted to those too. So if that's the case, then how can the pharma industry make money off of sick people? How can we vilify the poor for being addicts? And how can we create a sense of fear surrounding the mentally ill? It's very difficult to profit off of hate and sickness when there's a plant that can basically help with all of those issues. Robitussin has a big challenger, and it's cannabis research. If we go against Jeff Sessions' bills and plans for the war on drugs, this generation's grandchildren will be visiting grandma to get a little high, open their consciousness, and get their seizures and social anxieties taken care of. According to Emily Kaltenbach, a reformer in the Drug Policy Alliance, marijuana is an exit drug, not a gateway drug. But even Sean Spicer claims that legalizing marijuana would lead to the opium addiction crisis. But the only crisis would be smaller stacks of cash in Spicer and Sessions' office. And they'll be getting a nice-sized check from the prison industry, too. Over 600,000 people were offended for nonviolent offenses revolving around marijuana in 2015. Look, all races and creeds use marijuana in equivalent amounts. That's how good cannabis is. THC transcends melanin. But the more melanin you have, the higher chances you'll be put into prison for having THC. So this continues to perpetuate the race problem that we've created in this country. The war on drugs is supposedly also back to fight the cartels and are militarizing the police to do so. Well, of course they're militarizing the police because we're too busy starting wars in other countries for our actual military to take care of domestic issues like protest signs, chants, and free speech. If we militarize the police, then we'll all be too busy fighting each other rather than oppose us fighting the rest of the world. But there has yet to be any definition of who they consider drug sellers, traffickers, and users. What if you have a friend that gifted you an eighth? Is he a trafficker or a seller, even if there was no exchange of dollars? I mean, Does that mean that both people have to go to prison? Does that mean that studio apartment is going to get raided? Okay, raid is a very strong word for a studio apartment. You probably only need, like, two cops, and that's... Realistically, it's about how much you could fit in there, you know. But if it was up to this antiquated administration, we'd all be living in prison complexes, waiting for our three square meals, outdoor time, and hoping we don't drop the soap. With Sessions in support of extending mandatory minimums, we all might be headed to live in prison cities in, like, a decade. The fact remains that Jeff Sessions and the rest of the antiquated Trump administration does not care what we have to say. They want to control you and your lives, and the easiest way to do that is to give you drugs they want you to take. The ones that numb you and make you complacent with a laundry list of side effects. From the Trump administration, it's Burn It All. Feeling blue about expanding your mind is the truth of how our own complacency and ignorance to America's horrendous history blinding you? Then take one Burn It All a day. This drug will put you right back to sleep while the rest of the world keeps going. Side effects may include headaches, nagging neighbors, eye glaze, lack of accountability, and planetary extinction. Burn It All. Let us burn it for you so you don't have to. Except when you pee. It's going to burn when you pee. Here's the reality that's being ignored by the people in the antiquated Trump administration. Drugs, like particularly psychedelics, including marijuana, are good for humanity. From LSD, MDMA, peyote, and more, all these drugs have been known to provide over 30 years of therapy in one night. So now even shrinks are for the war on drugs, and yes, they just increased their copay. It is important to educate yourself on how to do these drugs. It's like booze, right? The first night of drinking usually leads up to throwing up on your friend's cat, record player, and girlfriend. But then eventually you realize that 14 shots and 6 beers leads to terrible ideas like dick drawings, couch peeing, and white privilege. So if we let people learn how certain drugs affect them, then we'd have a society that knows its limits and understands itself a little better. These drugs help us with a sense of introspection and help us realize that most of the things around us have been created by us. The problems surrounding money, race, religion are all created by humanity, and we can make a choice to be better to each other and work together to make this world the best we can. But this goes against the idea of greed and hate. People like Jeff Sessions want to create a system where we're fighting each other over who's taking the best pill and pretending to be happy. This is not new either. One of Nixon's top advisors claimed that's exactly what they're doing. John Ehrlichman, who served under Nixon, said that the Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and black people. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or black, but by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and the blacks with heroin, and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities, we could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did. Right now, it's a battle against greed and a capitalistic system that is running amok. And drugs like marijuana, LSD, MDMA make you realize how trivial it is to compete with each other over limited resources and an economy that is an illusion. And they can't make cooperation illegal, but they can try to make the things that lead us to those thoughts illegal. Critical thinking is getting difficult to achieve because they are slowly making that illegal too by blocking things that help you think and ask different questions. But there is hope. Hope in one of their legal drugs. Nicotine. Millions of people across this country are social smokers, and if there's one thing I've realized, it's that smoking is a socialist activity. If a stranger is out of smoke, it's all good, man. Someone in the circle has got you covered. And within those circles, you can talk about these taboo drugs and find a way to get them and further open your mind. Build new neural pathways to new ideas. Nicotine is the real gateway drug, a gateway to a better society with the classiest way to kill ourselves. I mean, the poetry writes itself there. Drugs that open your mind, make you comfortable with who you are, and want better, not just for you, but also the world around you, are dangerous to those that don't want to admit their own ugliness. America has done some pretty atrocious things, but if we can smoke a little weed, spend a night on LSD, and then wake up and do a bump of cocaine, we can be okay with what we've done. Ask for forgiveness, since we're a Christian nation, and learn how not to make those mistakes again. Jeff Sessions has not learned this lesson, and he will repeat the last 30 years, but we, as citizens, don't have to. Let's change the way we think about drugs, despite what people at the top say. We don't have to give in to making money off sick people and putting nonviolent, intelligent people in prison with a population that's too sleepy to realize the colors of the bars in front of them. Let's ask questions, learn, and evolve. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Greenville, South Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm going to be doing the Pittsburgh Fringe this year. I'm doing three shows, and Pittsburgh Friends, this is the only time that I will be doing my full hour of comedy approaching happiness in the city of Pittsburgh. So if you're in that town, go get your tickets for the shows. I'm also going to be on tour with my good friend Garrett Teitelbaum, and we're coming to Cincinnati, Ohio, Indianapolis, Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, Bedford, PA, and Baltimore, Maryland. So go to my website, ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N, noodlescomedy.com, for tickets and details on all those shows. You can get all my stand-up comedy albums there, subscribe to my Bandcamp, and get exclusive unreleased stand-up comedy material. And if you want to support DIY video series, my podcast, and socially conscious stand-up comedy, you can donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/KrishMohanHaHa. If we hit a certain limit, you'll get two different Forkful of Noodles every single week. Plus, you get a bunch of other cool prizes as well. All of that is available on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. Thank you again for watching and sharing, and thanks for getting into it.